And Chase Curry, from Washington, State Washington, State, Philadelphia, School of Higher. Now, this guy, I was Steve Baker, in one person, in the city. And it's very good if he just, probably city, you know, they put you over there, you do the seat of honor, but you put prime ministers, Jerry Arts, come back here. And they've been spreading this pretty bad, when they come with some very good articles, but they're sending copies of this, that's all they have. He says he's the greatest father in the world.
He is.
They pay you that much, and you're rich, and you're supposed to. You know what I'm saying, folks?
No,
when they gave up pictures, they went down. Yeah, I read the background of your paper that you presented. They were best known as persons, and it's very attractive. I was very impressed by the first one, the points that were made, but also by its brevity. I didn't get it all down, so clearly precise, points that you all were. How progress that you made, we've been talking, some of those points were, I thought, covered in the energy meeting we had the other night.
Yes.
So one of the problems, frankly, is we're not doing a very good job of sending information, essentially, we get it fragmented out of these departments, and for example, they would like to know things that are about draft, about deferment, and we're not getting, what student loans, our whole program, that doesn't get out there. First problems that concern students individually, which drives the draft, deferment, student loans. And then other problems that concern issues, which there's that's a different thing. And then that would involve communication by representatives of government administration. So let me talk to two of those points. The first one, with regard to what the individual students and what about my government governor, she's concerned about the draft, concerned about student loan, he may be concerned about government position, what about intern jobs, or going into government, I mean permanently for a car or on a part-time basis. Seems to me that is certainly a responsibility that we have very heavily, and that's one that has to be met, and we have a whole group of speakers and so forth, people and good speakers, counselors, anything you want, for example, or drafts, particularly people who went into our friend in California, who would be, and doesn't he have a pretty good staff?
Yes.
Well, he said you got a lot of younger people who would be able to go in and handle that. Well, and then the indictment of our present mismatch that we inherited in term programs, and how that turns these. Yeah, well, everyone come back to government services and things we're getting into, they like to dig into many interns.
You mean the summer or
summer, the whole collection? You know, we have 20,000 in this government, one form or another, and they don't like it. Well, it's an abysmal experience. They're down in the bowels with things running out of that.
Yeah.
Machine.
Right.
I don't think they like it, but I'm curious about this. Everybody, right. We want to get it.
Not for example, they like the stuff on the hill.
That's different, and that's even more unstructured, and in many cases more abysmal. One center, you've got 300 students passing through there, and you know, they're not going to get this person.
Well, actually, there is a place for 20,000 students. There is a place, and it can be very, very effectively used, which it does. But it has to be
better structured than it is.
Yeah.
But there you've got a very sensitive problem. You've got the problem of Congress, which of course is independent. We can't speak for them, we can't advise them, but we've got the problem with the federal government. Of course, the White House is pretty good, pretty well here, aren't they? They have some pretty good assignments. Out of the departments, in various departments. Well, the problem that they, and their constituency, but your president's hand is incredible. They got to need their constituency together. They have to show they can come back and relate to not only federal government, but state and local government. This is what we're trying. Some of them have problems too. That's right. Take me to the base of states like New York and California, and they've got pretty good shoulders.
One of our credibility problems with our group is that considering what we voted on, 20 pieces of student legislation, and 63 other pieces we picked out of committee. But
you've had a long session.
How, you know, Congress works. But we are also interested, we would be very interested in undertaking this, because it's an area which affects students. But we're also concerned about the policy positions we have taken. And this, we would lose all of our credibility with our student body presidents if we were to solely undertake the internship program.
Well, I couldn't agree more. But while we were reviewing that, the NSA grant would ever be federally subsidized, but the point is, if you ask them to do, this does not exclude anything, if you ask them to do it, do separate, protect, and really retain their integrity, that's even more legitimacy than if you're subsidized to do something that looks like you're.
But the broad difference in base of NSA's here was the, you get one vote, so therefore, you know, 6,000 students, 6 votes. Where this, our base happens to be the student body presidents. And so, because of the, you know, the challenge they, the debate in my own state from legislature, because students aren't on the streets, obviously, they're not descending. By our resolutions, we're hoping that we demonstrate that students do, you know, still have strong feelings about our social issues, as well as we're trying to demonstrate, and this is the biggest problem, our credibility of that the system works, that students who are system people who function in student governments can come to Washington, can function, can get their views to be known in the administration, and not just, you know, speaking to certain officials to get things through, but the open accessibility at all times.
For example, we'll have a departmental response to every single resolution you gave yesterday. You'll have a good departmental response.
Oh, there are like,
yes, there are anything from marijuana to the right, you know, I contractual, and you should have see, it's not just 18-year-old voters.
Oh, my,
yes, you know, it's all their contractual obligations that go with that.
And it involves a long-range goal, we don't, you know, we need to accomplish a continual response between students and the government on both ways. In other words, we don't want to just tell you what we think, because, you know, that's not that important. And us knowing also what you think, being able to talk back and forth about it, which is why we had the first conference, which, you know, we either cabinets came up to the commissions to talk, we also responded to. And then we could respond to this the whole time, but we would like to communicate with you, and like to communicate with our students that this can happen, that this is meaningful, that they can do things this way. And then our government is, you know, responsive and that it can work, and then maybe they're willing, more willing to join it eventually when the time comes for them to take leadership.
Let me make 3 or 4 points quickly if I can in regard to the Navy Director memoranda, and I know I may not sense it all. I would break it down into these categories. One, there is the obvious problem of the relation of students to government. In other words, where government programs affect students, in other words, and there, whether it's the draft and all the related problems there, we then just have to do a more effective job of getting information and responding to legitimate complaints and questions and so forth. Second, there related to that is the thing we mentioned a moment ago. I understand there, I guess the number of people, and I know this is everybody's studying and so forth. And it's about 2 to 1, everybody's taking political science. Well, of course, there's not that many government jobs, and we know that most of them aren't going into political science and so forth, but nevertheless, it's an enormous interest. Now, there, the intern experience should be very constructive. It doesn't mean you can come back and run the government, but you can do something. But the SAMS, that's the other end of the spectrum. And there, I believe that we need your advice, and that we ought to take responsibility about to see that not only our shop here in the White House, but we think we do a pretty fair job because of your leadership. Everybody on that cabinet, you know, just ought to take responsibility. It varies. Some of the cabinet officers are awfully good at this. You know, they have the dependency of the assistant secretary or somebody else there. They do a good job. Congressmen and senators, that just depends on the congressmen and senators. Some are superb and others don't care. You don't have study guide, kids are really good, you know what I mean? And it must be terribly frustrating, because you don't want to come just take that trip to Washington, it's all that nice in the summertime anyway. The other thing is that, in terms of, and this is very important, in terms of positions that students may go into, and this is very important for the government, that we, I think you all don't want to be, just know what's government can get to us, the draft, or all involved in the state of the matter, the terms and so forth, the policy and so forth.
Yes.
Yeah, but, but I think the, there are also areas that might be that contribute, in terms of government position. There is a great need for government to find, and to enlist able people from the college and university community and government. We need them in various, not just in what is in the Peace Corps, Best State Center, which is now all been fully in our, all black, probably met. That's going to be a really a breakthrough. I met them yesterday, and where you can transfer from one to another. Anybody that wants to take a couple of years to 3 years, and say, go Peace Corps, Best Teacher Corps, so forth, you move from one to the other, and you have that experience, and maybe you want to go into business or law or government or whatever it is, but you make the choice. That's all been sort of a montage. Now it's going to be brought in the direction of a very good man. I think this is going to be a major improvement. Then, in addition to those activities, however, which are considered sort of volunteer action, they're paid, and paid very modestly, then there's just government service generally. There is a very great opportunity for young people in government. And here you must think not only of government at the federal level, but we'd like to work on government at the state and local level in view of our new revenue sharing reorganization proposals, because as those proposals that we trust, particularly in the special revenue sharing, as they become implemented, it will inevitably mean that local government and state government is going to have a lot more to say about what happens. When they have more to say about what happens, then working, for example, the city council of Bellevue may mean something, whereas the day maybe you're in Arizona. Maybe you're just, you know, you're making a decision as to whether or not the funds that you're getting for ATVs to go to urban renewal or model city, you're going to get the same amount of money you prefer for model city or for urban renewal. That's a very big deal, rather than having it made by somebody up here. And this is something that's coming, I think it's quite exciting. But the other, this is all the government did. Now, on the communications side, communications of issues, if I can make one constructive suggestion, having many years ago been a student body president, Whittier, and then my law school too, I was in the Kent Bar Association, improving, but nevertheless, my point that I mentioned is this, I would hope that if you could create a climate on any university and college campuses, all of them, where you would make it possible for people from government, and by government, I'll speak about the federal government, I want to speak in a partisan. The administration has, for example, the revenue share and all these other areas. We've got hundreds and hundreds of cable speakers. They can go in, they'll sit down, they'll take hours, but they've got to come in. It doesn't mean that they don't, it's if it's part of their IT tackles or anything like that, but they've got to be listened to, you know what I mean? Now, there was a time, and fortunately we're passing through it gradually, and by the end of this year, maybe the beginning of the next year, calendar year, it will be, as people see, sort of the end of the economic problem, we may pass through it, at least as far as that issue is concerned, exclusively. But nevertheless, I think many great student populations are missing a wonderful opportunity to have people from government. We send people out to talk to our Rotary Clubs, the Chambers of Commerce, to all kinds of organizations. By the hundreds, they would come to college campuses. They would come to the university campuses if they were invited. They would come to small groups as well as large. As a matter of fact, I would advise them. You know, the guy gets out there and somebody speaks of 15,000 in complication, that's a show. That's all right, too. That's what you have. But I'd be you can get cabinet officers, you can get assistant secretaries, you can get people at various levels, and they do a very good job, and it's a very exciting experience, it really is, and it adds to your, you're a professor, I've got lots of professors, and some are pretty dull. Now, some of these government people can be dull too, but it's different, and it adds to your whole experience to have, and I feel that open that up, you know, just say, we got it, but you gotta buy it, and also see to it that they receive, let me say, not simply an acquiescence in terms of their appearance, for the appearance to me, it must have give and take, it must have sharp questions, it must have debate and all that sort of thing, but on the other hand, it must be somewhat orderly. The third point I may have to say too is that and here I think I can speak for my colleagues in the House and Senate, congressmen and senators, that almost all of them like it. Now some will not be too bad, some of the older ones simply can't act, you know, when they get out there, but we've got a lot of both Democrats and Republicans, young congressmen and senators, they love them, a lot of them do, but I think that as I look over the experience and say, well, it perhaps began about 1967, from about 1961, 7, all through 1970. Of course, it's been a period when many student groups have missed opportunities they could have had for communication. There was willingness on our part. When I say our part, I'm speaking of me, I mean, I have to go to Secret Service and all that jazz and so forth. But you just couldn't let him by the bench. He went out and booed him off of a couple of campuses. Well,
right now, can I make one point? Maybe I'm really out of order, and she mentioned Kelly again. But, I was a superintendent, and you're different than you are from across the television. And one thing that's important for me to remember is the limitations of the town and the campuses to come into what students would consider to be your men. And so that if you are popular on the campuses, or more popular, perhaps more invitations would stand. Right now, not to be facetious, but the key question of the college campuses, apart from, you know, what country we're making today, is how do we beat you in 72? It's hostile, and I'm very much excited. If we do get to Washington this summer, that maybe we could just meet informally sometime to talk about, you know, image, because remember, it's very difficult. I'm not a Republican, you know, I'm a Democrat, that's the thing. But when you're our president, and we shouldn't attack you. And I felt it. I was watching television one evening, and it was before he got to the snack bar. This is Thomas Dragon was speaking, and when he said, you know, well, I've always known the action's hockey for Andrew Cool, my whole campus just sort of, you know, groaned. I think that, you know, not to be conceited, the five of us have all the answers, but I think maybe we could help you understand, maybe how to come across their own campuses, because you'll lose those in 72, unless...
Well, yeah, go ahead, sure.
Well, my comment was, I think what Steve is trying to say is, due to the cumbersome job of your office, and your, I guess, isolation because of what you mentioned, that Secret Service,
yeah.
I don't really know if students will be receptive and if they will ask administration officials to come except for an adversary basis, because students don't feel that this administration is receptive and all it wants to do is like what they felt happened to P2P, press conference where the cabinet members came, was to say, all right, here's how it is, and they didn't feel there was dialogue. And what Steve's trying to get across, I'd like to too, is that we would like to, hopefully, that sometime if you can become less isolated in a more free atmosphere, I think students would like to converse with you because you do come across definitely different
when you're a dialogue, is no problem. You can listen to presidential press conference, no planning questions. Right. If you have something particular, and that's the way it has to go. And all of our people are willing to do that. I mean, nobody wants to sue me. So,
in your last speech is great. When I read that verse, I really can't begin to believe.
I started that little right next security council meeting, but I wish you well.
Travel one for that.
Bruce sitting here. The dentist, it isn't too bad, so. The air conditioning, you know, I always remember my name. Mom, you take the test group and work it, they show them around the office and they're like, I say, this is, you need to replace it.
Well, so Molly, who is it?
Washington.
Oh.
See, back, but that's when you hear that when they can check out, and they take the last year of life out of state.
This one was in the voice test, it's all higher rate, I don't know, it's the, well, it's the, as I say, the voice test, and they, what